welcome, Chimpers, to episode 55 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stubenig. Tonight, we're going to talk to a brand new member of ChimpOut.com. His name is Last Sane Guy on Earth, and he's going to be reading the top 10 for us. Also, we're going to call Stinky Nigs, and we're going to talk to him for a while, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, Chimpers, so stick around, because Chimp Out Radio starts now.
I was doing prank calls. I got to send this to you. Let me find this. This is funny all as right. Fuck. Do you remember an old member from a long time ago who lived in Kalamazoo? His name was Fragger M.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to prank call him with the Pastor Manning soundboard.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't talked to him in so long, that's not his number anymore. So when I called it, a couple of niggers answered it. Okay, listen to this.
I'm coming to get you.
What?
I'm coming to get you. Oh, yeah.
Hey, somebody's coming. Yeah. Hello?
I have a complaint here from your mama.
Who is this?
I am James David Manning. I received a letter the other day.
You know what? Don't call this number with no bullshit.
No.
Okay.
Liar.
So who are you? Who the fuck are you?
Tell yourself the truth.
Excuse me?
Ted Kennedy gladly and lovingly and worshipfully, he's grabbing his crotch.
I don't know who you are, so don't call my fucking number no more.
Don't sit and be silent.
Because I would like call 911 and have your number clocked in, motherfucker. Who are you calling here talking that bullshit? See, okay?
Can you see why God has ordered
you to... Motherfucker, get the fuck on. I don't know who the fuck you're trying
to
call.
Do it. I beg you. I beg
don't
you.
Call this motherfucking number no more.
I can't.
Who is it?
My Christian beliefs will not let me fall in love with you.
Who is this?
Not I.
Who are you?
I can't support you.
Don't call him no more.
That's what I want. I want that.
Who the fuck are you?
I want that. I ain't got no business with it, but I want it.
I don't have time. I got business, motherfucker. I don't know who the fuck you are. You won't say who you are, so don't call my house no more with no bullshit.
I am James David Manning.
Okay, I don't know David
That's
Manning.
Right.
Maybe you might got mixed up with people that number before. But you don't call this number with no fucked up bullshit disrespectful shit. Because I don't know who the fuck you are. I don't know, want to know who the fuck you are. All I'm telling you right now, don't call this motherfucking number no more.
But can I tell you something?
What?
But can I share you this with
you?
We're friends here talking together.
You can't tell me shit about who you are.
Don't sit and be silent.
Oh, you know what? Motherfucker, don't call her no more. Because
I'm
going to call the police.
Beat you all the way back to your mama's womb until she hollers to get rid of
her. Who the fuck is you?
I am James David Manning.
So who are you calling James David Manning? Who are you calling?
Barack Hussein Obama.
You ain't Obama, motherfucker, because Obama ain't coming to my house. You know what, motherfucker? You're going to get in trouble because I'm finna pull a block.
That's right.
And I'm going to have a trace on this motherfucking phone call.
Don't lie to yourself.
Okay, because I'm not an illiterate motherfucker.
Tell yourself the truth.
Fuck you. Don't call him no more.
The truth shall set your nappy head free.
Oh, fuck. You couldn't have planned that.
I know.
That was messed up. That's awesome. It's probably the best one I've ever heard.
And I've got their number, so we can do it again.
She was into it.
I know.
Can I tell you something?
What?
This is Justin Nigger.
And DJ Stupnig.
And you're listening to Chip Out Radio.
Whether you like it or not.
This beast comes out when it is 25 degrees below zero. It can rip your head off. It can fly as high as a bird. It can bite your face. The chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow. This beast killed as many as 100,000 people. Its wings can flap like a bird. It can break a glass. It can also stab you in the ass. The chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow. While he was in the cold, his hands were frostbitten, his hands were also numb. The chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow, the chicken cow. Rock over London, rock on Chicago, blockbuster video. Wow, what a difference!
All right, so Stinky Nix is back with us, and Stinky, how you been?
Been pretty good. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, doing great.
Awesome. So you join us for a news story, and Justin, what's going on this week in the world of niggers?
Woman accidentally shoots husband dead as she tries to kill a pit bull puppy that attacked kids.
Wow, that's a long title. I need to take notes on this. What?
A Texan woman has accidentally killed her husband after opening fire on a puppy she said threatened neighborhood children. Witnesses told Mississippi police Robert Walker had picked up the 8-month pit bull after it lunged at children on Friday. His wife, Betty Walker, went inside to retrieve a gun, wounding the dog's leg with one shot and fatally shooting her husband with another.
So she shot them both, the dog and her husband.
Yeah, I guess two bullets, sir.
You just hold him down right there. Hey, hang on a second. Let me get shot off him.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck? Why would you fire two shots? I mean, if you shot the dog, why would you shoot another one? Unless she was obviously trying to kill her husband. She probably killed her husband then said, shit, I ain't going to prison. I'll shoot the dog and say I'll do that. I bet that's what happened.
I'm actually willing to believe that story.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
Yeah, that's nigger logic.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Walker of Houston, Texas, were visiting their son Robert Walker Jr. and grandchildren at his South Jackson, Mississippi home. The dog had been part of the conversation during the Walker's stay. One day that dog's going to jump that fence, Mr. Walker remembers his father, a retired seismic engineer. See? Mr. Walker's son said the dog attacked a child, pulling the shirt tail of a 7-year-old boy. The children were taken inside as Mr. Walker scooped up the dog and his wife went in search of a .38 caliber revolver.
So he really was holding the dog.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. She shot at the dog as he was holding it?
The dog pulled a kid's shirt. He picks up the dog.
Yeah.
The sow grabs a gun. She fired two shots. The first struck her husband in the upper right chest, while the other hit one of the dog's front legs.
This definitely was a case of chimpicide.
So she shot her husband good, and she only wounded the dog's leg.
Right. It says, I had gone upstairs to lay down. I heard two shots. I jumped out of bed. I heard my mama scream. She was screaming, "Your daddy been shot! Your daddy been shot!" This is actually in the news story.
Oh, shit.
Assuming it was a robbery, the son ran to his pickup in search of his gun.
I'm going to get him, mama. Hold on. Where that gun at?
Who shot my daddy? He be an engineer and shit.
He be all edumacated.
Mama was screaming, "I shot your daddy. I shot your daddy." Actually, I have real quotes in this article.
Jesus.
I saw daddy laying on the ground. I'm holding him and saying, "Daddy, wake up. Daddy, wake up." Mr. Walker Sr. was rushed to a hospital where he's pronounced dead 2 hours later. It was a freak accident, his son said. I don't know what else to say.
That's not a freak accident. A freak accident is you walking down the street and a piano falls on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a freak accident.
That's not even that. That's just an accident. A freak accident is when you're walking down the street, a piano falls on you, and then the keys play. Dun, 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 dun. Boom, boom. That would be a freak accident. You know, that's not. That's just niggers being stupid.
It's like, hold still. I can get him.
You just hold him right there. Just hold him. Just right there next to, just hang on a second. Let me aim.
Animal control officers have taken the dog named Cocaine, who was found bleeding on the back porch. The dog's name is Cocaine. My God.
Jesus.
Its owner, Lazarus Montgomery, who lives two doors down, could face charges.
Wait, it wasn't even their dog?
No.
What? So they were talking about how they didn't want it to jump over a fence and get somebody, but they must have therefore jumped over the fence to get the dog.
Yes, because it pulled a kid's shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
There's the article so you can see the pictures.
All righty.
Recalling the incident, he said, "I was in the house asleep," go figure, "and my cousin right here told me that somebody shot my dog. I saw a bullet hole in her leg. It's a girl named Cocaine."
Oh.
"I'm going to name my dog Cocaine." That'd be a good name right there. I'd be innocent.
Mr. Montgomery's cousin, Robert Ferguson, had cast doubt the incident was an accident. He said the dog is always fenced in and could not have escaped to attack his neighbors.
Yeah, there's a picture of the fence right here. There's no way a dog's going to jump over that.
Cocaine didn't do nothing.
Cocaine beats a good girl.
She was an aspiring dog rapper. She was opening up for Snoop Dogg.
She would get her life together.
She just fell in with the wrong crowd of pit bulls.
The last line is, "I don't have no ill will toward my neighbor," Mr. Walker Jr. said. "It's just one of those things. One of those hood things."
Alright.
God. Wow.
God, idiot ass niggers.
That is so stupid on so many levels.
You combine all of those niggers that are involved in that article, and you will still not break a double digit IQ between the three of them.
Your dog probably outclasses all of them.
Yeah, no shit.
No, it said that the nigger that died was 53 years old. That's pretty old for a nigger.
Yeah, yeah. That's a pretty good run for a nigger.
Yeah.
Usually they conk out by about, you know, mid-40s.
Yeah.
From sickle cell or, you know, heart attack or some shit.
You know, maybe he got confused because the dog's name was Cocaine. Maybe secretly he was trying to snort it. Remember that story we did where they were snorting dogs?
They snort dog ashes, yeah.
Yeah.
"I'm going to cook this one up and snort it."
"Well, he said it was cocaine. Yeah, I'm going to get that dog up in that nose."
Fuck.
If you try to sniff cocaine, if you don't do to both sides, you get to what's they called the split of my face. So I was going to try to sniff cocaine the dog here with both my nostrils.
You know, dogs sniff other dogs' butts. Yeah. With a sticker. And fucking both nostrils there.
I don't be feeling no numbness there.
I'm just getting some mud here.
Damn, what's this dog been eating?
Oh, what a dumb nigger. It shows him holding the dog. He's got a towel on his leg. All right, then the nigger's sitting there, and he's wearing socks and sandals.
Nigger fashion, yeah.
That's an old nigger fashion. Is it really? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they've done that for years.
Really?
Yeah, they wear socks and the sandals, you know, because they don't want to show... They want to wear the sandals, but they don't want people to see their grungy, nasty-ass feet.
Wow. Those ashy, like, scabby-looking things.
Yeah, nasty yellow toenails and...
But these aren't even, like, short socks. These are, like, full-length ones that come up to the knee, but they're only halfway up.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Why? Mm. That's so sick. That's stupid.
That's what they do. I don't try to figure it out anymore.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Justin Nigger and DJ Stupnig. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
I got another real quick news story here.
All right.
Chicago man kills another over a dripping air conditioner. A dripping window air conditioner led to the execution-style killing of a West Side man, police said Monday. Charles Sims, 28, shot Jimmy Parker 8 times around 2 a.m. on June 2nd. Sims appeared in court Monday on a charge of first-degree murder. He's being held without bond. Sims' sister had complained to him that Parker dropped water on her from the window of an apartment building. But the water was simply condensation falling from an air conditioner on a third-floor apartment. The warm water fell on Sims' sister when she returned home from the building shortly before midnight on June 1st. She called police to report the incident.
I'm going to call the 911. I want them police that need to get down here right now. That motherfucker, he put water on me.
This racist trying to give me a bath.
He's going to mess up my hair.
I just got my weave done. She also told her brother, who returned to the building and confronted Parker outside. When Parker denied it, Sims punched him.
Jeez.
Then Parker hit Sims, who allegedly pulled a 9mm handgun and shot Parker.
Jeez.
Well, he sure showed him, didn't he?
Sims allegedly stood over Parker to finish him off, fired 8 more rounds.
That's right.
8 more rounds while standing over him after he already shot him once?
Yep.
That's right. He showed him who's boss, goddammit.
He administered a coup de grace of sorts. 6 witnesses have identified Sims as the shooter, adding that Sims has denied involvement.
It wasn't me. Didn't do nothing.
It was that nigga down there. They lived down the street right there.
Somebody dropping bullets from up on the third floor.
I was trying to shoot a dog.
He was holding a pit bull. It was going to get him.
It was chewing on his shirt. I had to shoot him.
I didn't do nothing. You be disrespecting me, know what I'm saying, motherfucker? God.
Niggers kill over a drip of water.
Yeah, that's it. Isn't that awesome?
I thought, yeah, it is. Turn on the fire hydrants.
You'd cause them to freaking explode if you hit them with a fire hose.
Yeah, just stand outside the nigger beauty shop where they get all their shit done. As soon as they come out, they're all nails wet and their $600 weave all in place. Just douse them, hose them down. 300 PSI.
Yeah.
And then watch the chimp out ensue.
Yeah.
That was a racist air conditioning.
Yes, it was.
Yes. And luckily, this nigger showed what, you know, he showed this other nigger who's boss.
Yeah.
And he fixed he fixed it, and he got it squared away, and he showed them, you know, he put some justice on the street. You know what I'm saying? he'd be representing.
Yeah. And so in nigger logic, from his point of view, he didn't do anything wrong.
That's right.
It was perfect. He had to kill the other nigger because it's a matter of respect.
That's right.
Totally justified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the jury is going to feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the rest of his life, he'll be sitting there in prison just trying to figure out what happened. Like, how can I be here? I'm just here because I'm black. That's what they do.
Them racist crackers, they put me in here because they just won't keep a black man down.
I didn't do nothing.
Do nothing.
Every time a black man gets air conditioning, the white man ain't going to throw him in prison. Every damn time.
I self-defense of my sister. She was getting dripped on.
He was showing disrespect to my sister. And so I just chose him who he did wrong. Motherfucker.
No, wasn't it the guy that had the air conditioning that was the murderer?
Yes, murdered.
Yeah. Murdered? He was the victim?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was the killer.
No.
Oh, my mistake.
No, the murderer, nigger, his sister got dripped on.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then that changes everything.
So she called the police because she got that water on her.
Here's a picture. This one's classic, too.
Yeah, I saw that picture earlier. He's your typical Bantu fucking West African nigger.
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, what the fuck, man? That thing is ugly.
he's got that look on his face like, what?
Oh, wait a minute. It says the Chicago man kills another over dripping air conditioner, then complains the lockup is too cold.
That was a little joke they threw in there.
I guess so.
That wasn't in the article, but I wouldn't put it past.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Motherfuckers, y'all need to turn the heat up in here, motherfuckers. You trying to freeze a nigga.
It's poetic. Be poetic justice for the air conditioner dripping on him the whole time. do niggers like comb their hair with an egg beater or something?
It looks like he did.
Oh.
Looks like he got a hold of it with a weed whacker or something.
Jeez. They look like little tiny Medusa snakes coming out of his head.
I'm going to turn my air conditioner on, you know, as a sign of respect. My air conditioner is running in appreciation of that nigger's actions.
We salute you.
Thanks a lot for helping us out there, Stinky Niggs.
No problem.
Great talking to you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's good talking to y'all, too.
This is Mel Picaro, and you're listening to Chimpo Radio.
Okay, so joining us tonight is Last Sane Guy on Earth, and how long have you been with the site there?
I've been almost a year. I actually started listening during the Haitian incident down with the earthquake. My friend Kyle, who I was spending the day with, he, on his PS3, he loaded up the website, listened to the radio show, and it was single-handedly the funniest fucking thing I have ever heard.
All right.
Thanks.
If you are crying as you are laughing, you know it's a great sight.
So that was the first time you discovered it? It was just by looking up the Haiti stuff?
No, not really. I was looking at like offensive, like demotivational posters, like the one you see of, like a black guy running,
yeah,
or like a bunch of black guys running after a white guy holding a bucket of KFC, saying courage.
Yeah.
And I've discovered a lot of funny stuff on the website.
Awesome.
That's great.
Don't mention it.
All right, so this is your first time on the show, and Justin, you've got a top 10 for us, don't you?
Yeah. Top 10 things you won't find in a nigger's house.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right, last thing, guy. What is number 10?
An alarm clock.
Yeah. What would they do with it?
Of course not, because they sleep until noon. That's why they don't. That's why they don't have a special news program dedicated to them. They can't play Good Morning America at 2 p.m. for fuck's sake.
It'd be Good Morning Black America starts at 2.
Oh my God! Brought to you in part by KFC.
Yeah. Hey, maybe they need like a reverse alarm clock that goes off when it's time for them to finally pass out. Yeah. Well, the sun's coming up. Boop boop boop. Ah, time to pass out.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
Okay, number 9.
A father. Hey, what's the definition of mass confusion?
I don't know.
Father's Day in Harlem.
Oh!
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. Or the Maury Show, whichever one they happen to be in or on.
Yeah, you know what the traditional Father's Day gift is in Black America?
A 40-ouncer?
Well, that would work. No, I was thinking it's probably a ghetto lobster.
Oh, man.
Okay, things you won't find in nigger's house, number 8.
A working toilet.
You should know all about this, DJ.
Yeah, I've rented in niggers for years, and yeah, the toilets work, but for some reason, they're always loose, you know, like the bolts are broken. How the fuck do you do that?
Well, you know, when you have a 350-pound sow sitting on it, shitting violently, you know, it's bound to happen.
It's like a nigger earthquake.
Without question.
I think a violent nigger shit is when they give birth. Oh, no, it's the child itself is a violent nigger shit.
There are very few things in this world I don't want to see, and a nigger taking a shit or a nigger giving birth is definitely one of them. I have seen people getting their heads blown off in videos in like, Thailand. I'd rather watch that all day than watch that stuff on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
Hell, put on Animal Planet, for Christ's sake.
The turd has eyes.
That'd be a great movie. The hills have eyes, the turds have eyes. It takes place in Compton.
Yeah. There's something even grosser that niggers invented. It's a sexual act that they do on the toilet. It's called blumpkins. You guys ever heard of that?
No.
Oh, God, no. I told my teacher actually asked me what that was, and I told him in class, dude. Dude, she almost died laughing because she didn't believe me.
I didn't think it was real either, but I looked it up.
What is it?
Oh, that's basically when you're sitting on the john taking an actual shit, and your girl gives you a BJ.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, it's even worse. I was at this party, and I walked in on this black dude. He was actually dry-docking the host's toilet. Can you believe that stuff? He was actually dry-docking the toilet.
Oh, that's horrible. We call it upper decking here.
Well, a dry dock is when you upper deck, and then you, like, finish wiping, and then, of course, you flush the toilet paper. Then after you're done flushing, you turn the screw and you turn off the water to the toilet so it forces it to like stew and ferment.
Oh, man.
And when you take off the top of the bowl, it was, oh my God.
That's horrid.
It's like something out of Alien, for fuck's sake.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
The deplorable act.
Yeah, it is. Just for the record, since we're grossing everybody out, there is a female version of Blumpkins.
Oh, no. I've heard about that. I haven't actually had it sent to me yet.
Okay, and it's actually called a Mary Ploppins. I just had to throw that in there.
Oh, man.
Okay, back to the show. Top 10 things you won't find in a nigger's house. What is number 7?
A chessboard.
Yeah.
Because white always beats black.
That's true. That's racist.
They probably thought it was a butt plug collection.
Oh, God, no. That's just wrong. Oh, my God. I'm never playing chess again.
You have to at least sniff them first.
Yeah. How come all the pieces are brown? Oh, man.
Everybody wins!
They turn chess into a Blumpkins game. It's like... And then they make Jenkum out of it, so...
Hey, they probably would.
Yeah.
They probably would.
I mean, what else are they going to do with the pieces? They don't know how to play.
Oh, that's nothing. You know what they call a Jenkum factory over in Africa?
What?
A porta potty.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of Jenkum in there. It ferments.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of porta potties, I have a good joke.
Okay.
What does a porta potty and a black woman both have in common?
I don't know. What do they have in common?
They both smell really bad, and you don't want to be inside of them.
Ooh. Wow, this is turning out to be the grossest episode of Chimp Out Radio ever.
If you have Obama on, it might get grosser.
Yeah. Okay, we need like a warning before this show.
Yeah, warning. It may damp. Warning, bound to cause psychological nudity in liberals.
Ooh. Okay, so what is number six?
Birth control.
Yeah.
You will never find that in a nigger's house.
Well, of course not. Do you know that? Do you know that birth control, not non-birth control, equals more money because they get more shitlins, man?
Yeah.
600 extra a month. You have 10 kids. That's $6,000.
And that's one more thing for them to have to remember to deal with.
Or not. They just leave them out in the streets all the time. One of them's bound to get picked up, you know. Molester, serial killer, and the state won't care either.
Yep. The personal responsibility is not the nigger strong suit, and birth control is actually one of those things. You see them.
What is a nigger strong suit? That's the real question.
TMB, I guess. You know, you see niggers buying condoms at the convenience store or stealing them because they're like trying to show off everybody that they're gonna, you know, they're gonna get laid or something.
Yeah, but that doesn't work when you buy extra small.
Not that I would know.
Oh, hell no.
No.
However, I'm just saying, if you have 10 kids in a very big backyard, maybe you can grow some cotton, do the world a favor.
Oh. Okay, so nigger birth control would be something that would constipate them, I guess.
It probably would.
The butt plug. Maybe it's the chessboard set. All right. Number five.
A niglet over the age of six that is not pregnant.
That's rare.
What's even rarer is a pregnant nigglet not having more than twins or triplets. That's important too. They don't have births; they have litters.
Well, just like you know, just like Bluntress's ate her grandchild. You know, they eat them or they file claims on them.
Yeah.
Now, would that fall under property damage or livestock or damage to livestock?
Number four.
A bill that is not a collection notice.
Yeah.
But then, of course, even if it was a collection notice, they wouldn't pay it anyways.
No.
Of course not.
They don't give a fuck about their credit. Their credit, they use their kid's name. If they get their utility shut off, they put it in their little niglet's name, and then they don't pay that.
Oh, it worked. Oh, it works all the time. My neighbor, unfortunately, she's a coal burner. At least the police are at her house at least three or four times a month. It's ridiculous. One time they had like two police helicopters just circling the house brighter than day with searchlights. It was hilarious.
Jeez, helicopters? Where do you live? Oh, you live in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Which, I mean, unfortunately, the area that we moved into about 2 years after we did, some of the houses in the area went up for Section 8, and you know when that happens, it just goes downhill.
Yeah.
Nigger nest. It's horrible.
Basically, drive down our neighborhood. We're the only one that has a semi-decent lot, relatively new cars that don't have spinners on them. And, we're not throwing beer balls at everyone else's houses.
Jeez.
Or should I call them portable Jankum fountains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have gangs there in Vegas, or...?
We have hybrid ones. They tend to come over from L.A., and they think that they can just bang regardless, but the cops are definitely showing like a zero tolerance policy, and I personally can't blame them.
Yeah.
However, the Latino gangs are giving them a run for their money, and there has been an increase in white supremacist activity in the Valley, so it's definitely scaring them off back to L.A. But, I mean, what makes it even worse is we get the ones from, like, Chicago, from the Deep South, the ones that come here and think that they can get a good job in the Valley without a high school diploma, which that was before the crash. So, yeah, you're not going to make $15 here parking sports cars, pal.
Exactly.
Jeez. Okay, so top 10 things you won't find in a nigger's house. What is number 3?
Work boots.
At least not ones that aren't stolen and have actual, you know, dirt on them.
Yeah, plus, I mean, you know, a black person wearing steel-toed boots, no. Plus, I doubt you can wear Air Force Ones on the job, you know?
No, they do have boot lips, though.
Oh, yeah.
That counts. Okay, things you won't find in a nigger's house, number 2.
A virgin.
A virgin anything.
Oh, of course not. It makes too much sense. Have you seen 90% of African history? It's all about my dick.
Exactly.
It's all about my dick, and never mind, you know, I'm not going to go out and water my field. I'm going to screw my wife. Americans will give us food.
Yeah. They need to stop fucking and start farming.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, if you can't feed them, don't breed them. It's a reason why it's so simple. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd rather spend $40 billion on NASA instead of foreign aid.
Yeah. Aryan Girl had a good point. She was like, you know, you see all these pictures of these starving sows, you know, that can barely stand. Their legs are like toothpicks, and they're pregnant, and they give birth to live babies. A human can't fucking do that.
Nope. Everything shuts down.
Yeah.
Of course not, because the average pregnancy weight gain is at least 50 pounds. You know, you factor in all the water, muscle growth, all sorts of stuff.
Sure.
Statistically speaking, they shouldn't be allowed to stand. Mathematically speaking, that structure, which is, you know, human legs, should not be able to support that much weight in that weakened state. But, you know, goes to show you, they must not be human.
They're not human. No.
They're not. They're definitely something else. Their gestation period isn't even the same as ours. It's shorter, isn't it?
8 months.
By statistically speaking, the average birth rate is, I think, about 7.5 months compared to, you know, the average human.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, plus, I mean, you factor in that, you know, most of them have some kind of, you know, deficiency when it comes to a certain enzyme in the brain. I forget what it's called, but basically it regulates hormones later in life. It prevents people from going into a psychological rage.
Really?
Yeah. Not psychological, psychotic rage.
Psychotic,
and, you know,
yeah.
It doesn't surprise you with all the TMB lately, does it?
Yeah, so if we could synthesize this hormone and inject niggers with it, maybe they wouldn't chimp out.
I actually got RPC'd in my high school for about a week, suggesting that we take unemployed African-Americans, pay them $20,000 each to renounce their citizenship and go back to Africa. Because actually, we'd actually save more money in like 10 or 15 years compared to our current...
You'd save it in 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, it'd pay for itself.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Yeah, I remember. It's like, do you have any shame for what you said? It's like, evidently not. That's why I said it. It's like, 7 days, get out of here. Dude, there was this black liberal teacher who was filling in for Contemporary Problems, which was a debate. Dude, she almost shit a brick. The look on her face was fucking priceless.
Oh, that's great.
It was half rage, half horror.
Yeah, and the other half of her was thinking, I could buy a lot of crack with that $20,000.
Oh, what's even funnier is if you go on a video on YouTube, reparations wish list. I forget who it's by, but there's this guy who goes around. It's like, if Obama gives you reparation money for slavery, what's the first thing you're going to buy? I'm going to buy, you know, a bunch of, you know, 28-inch rims and Escalades and PS3s and Glock 17s. It's like... First things first, you're probably going to get $800. That's going to be so low, they're going to get pissed off and start rioting left and right. So, like, no matter what you do, you're fucked either way. However, if we do give them Glocks, they're probably going to shoot themselves in the foot like that DEA agent.
Yeah.
Remember, he's the only one professional enough to handle one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate the unprofessional. Holy shit.
I know. And then he sued the department.
And he actually lost, surprisingly.
Yeah.
For filming him. Yeah.
Yeah. For giving away his identity.
Maybe for luck, the next time he's at the firing range and there's a problem with his weapon, he'll look down the barrel and pull the trigger accidentally.
Yeah.
Darwin Award, 101.
Yeah. Okay, so we've covered almost everything on the top 10 list. Top 10 things you won't find in a nigger's house. What is number one?
Me.
All right.
Yep.
Unless I'm part of the CSI team and I'm drawing the chalk outline around them, there really isn't a reason to go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather be out in the streets during a zombie epidemic than go into a black person's house.
Fuck yeah.
Hell, there'll probably be more zombies inside the house than there are outside the house, for fuck's sake.
Zombies are a lot cooler to hang out with.
They're better conversationalists, I think.
Yeah, better conversation.
Because zombies don't go, know what I'm saying, every 5 minutes.
And when was the last time you saw a zombie steal anything?
I don't know.
Hell, I'd rather live around zombies than black people, because at least you know what zombies are going to do. They're going to shuffle, they're going to moan, they're not going to steal stuff, they don't get pregnant every 5 minutes.
Well, niggers shuffle a lot, too.
That's true.
This is true, especially when they're stealing, like, 4 pairs of boxers that they tried on in the dressing room. Oh, my God.
So, who do you think shuffles faster? Like, if a zombie was chasing a nigger, or a nigger was chasing a zombie, and they were shuffling, who would win?
Well, a zombie may not chase a black person simply because, like, the brain is a lot smaller, so there won't be that much meat to get.
That's true.
Plus, you know, why the hell would you want to bite into anything that looks and smells like shit is beyond me. Even a zombie has standards nowadays.
Well, zombies want to eat brains, so, you know, they wouldn't be anywhere near a nigger.
No, they probably don't even notice them.
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
Okay, so love letters are back on Chimp Out Radio, and Justin, who's writing to us today?
Well, it's from Anonymous, of course. It's one of the people we kicked off the forum as soon as we found out they were a nigger.
Which took about, what, 2 nanoseconds?
Yeah, it didn't take long. It starts off, it's all in caps, of course, except the stuff that's not supposed to be in caps. You people are a bunch of white, redneck motherfuckers who fuck your own mama, Mad Daddy.
What? Mac Daddy?
Mad Daddy.
Mad?
Maybe supposed to be and.
Yeah.
And sister.
Oh, yeah. At the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah. We do that at the dinner table. Pass the rolls.
Us inbred white crackers.
Yeah.
While you are calling people niggers, look in the mirror, bitch. I do, quite often.
Yeah, every day when I shave. Yeah. Before I go to work.
How you say, nigger, nigger, nigger. And ask you crack whore mama who your daddy bees.
What? Wow. Wait, what? Ask your crack whore mama who your daddy bees?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
I already know who he is if I'm having sex with him, right? That's dumb.
He just contradicted himself.
Yeah.
You ain't shit and never will be. You smell like a wet dog.
Yeah.
Now we're getting into the stuff that we all know.
A wet dog. You know, I'd rather smell like a wet dog than a dry monkey. That's my take on that.
I think so. What do niggers have a problem with wet dogs for?
I don't know. Well, you know why? Because there's something that wet dogs and white people do that niggers don't, and that is we bathe.
So. You racist punk ass bitch, and so is your ugly ass mama.
Yeah.
And a whore.
And a
who will fuck a dog.
Yeah.
If he has a dick, you pussy.
That's the letter?
It goes on.
It goes on?
It goes on.
What else is there?
Hooger, dickhead, motherfucker. What's a hooger?
I don't know.
I have to look that up.
Hooger. How's it spelled?
H-O-O-G-E-R. Find
out. Urban Dictionary, hooger. A beefy camel toe. What?
Oh, man.
Here's another. There's a bunch of different definitions. It says a person, male or female, who goes up to random people and starts dry humping them for a few seconds. A hooger. Oh. Okay.
Your mama a hooger. dickhead motherfucker, fuck you and your whole redneck family bitches. Suck on that.
Oh, okay.
I guess more nigger literature for you.
I guess so. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Weird. I'm not even sure how to react to that. That was strange.
I still don't know what they're trying to tell us.
I don't know.
But I did learn something today.
Yeah, we found out what a hooger was.
Yeah. If you use it in a conversation at least 10 times, it'll be yours for life.
How do you work that into a conversation? Which definition would it be? I mean, do you have to do it 20 times? 10 for each one? No. So I was looking at this hooger beefy camel toe, and the hooger came up and started dry humping my leg. That's two. Ding, ding.
I don't think we'll be seeing that on Jeopardy or anything.
You never know.
I'll take hoogers for $500, Alex.
That's all right. This famous hooger was once president of the United States of America. Barack Obama. Ding.
No, you'd have to frame that in the form of a question.
Oh, crap. I know you kicked off the show. I forgot about that.
The rules be racist.
Damn hookers. Ding!
I got three. Wow.
That's something you have to. You're going to have to go share with everyone. Well, I guess we already did.
We just did. All right. Well, okay, so we had a lot of fun tonight, and we'd like to thank our guests for being with us.
Yeah, we had Stinky Nicks.
Last Seen Guy on Earth.
That's right.
Yeah. He was great.
Good job, guys.
So next week we're going to have more cool stuff, and we're going to do some prank calls. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Can't wait.
So be proud of yourselves, chimpers, and don't take any shit from any niggers.